Previously on Hippo Juice.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Stop it.
All right, I was at the end of the story. I'm sorry.
It's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Don't play that because I feel like that would get us off on YouTube.
Lady Jack gonna rock my world better than
you. I'm still playing this in the background.
I'm not worried because I think that who did
across all 90 states
they need the.
I love you, John.
He's kind of funny.
I love you so much.
Oh my god. Ow! Oh, my stomach! Ow! Oh! Oh my god, I pulled something!
Woo! My stomach is just all ripped. It's so cut right now because of that comment.
Oh, fuck.
Ow, I hurt myself. I gotta hurry up.
It's fucking
funny. Are you happy, Mark? You broke Dutch. Are you happy?
I broke Hippo Juice. I'm so sorry.
You fucking so murdered sorry. Him.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 if you still use that function on your smartphone. Or you could just contact us on Skype, Hippo Juice Film, or go to morelikeradio.com/live. I know most of you listen via podcast, but if you want to join us live and see our faces, you can see it there. Also, replays of the show are on youtube.com/morelikeradio. Subscribe. That's all the self-serving plugs at the beginning. Today is the last day of
November.
Yeah, or November.
Oh, I know member.
I know member. 30th, 2016. Joining us this week, as usual, is Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone. Mark.
Mark Ramcat Jackson. I was doing the big intro.
Oh.
Suck My Dick 2016. That's also bad for your vocal cords, by the way. Oh.
I can. I forgot that I fade the music. I completely, because I'm already forgetting, Dutch, that I fade the music.
You fade the music.
I got control.
You fade my music now.
Yeah. So, yes, that's Mark Ramcat Jackson joining us. And, of course, Joel, help me fix the board before the show, Dutch Van Wingerden.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia! We fixed some things because a lot of people don't know. Insider information here, guys.
Insider trading?
Yeah. Is that for a while there, when there was a Windows 10 update, nobody on Skype could hear anything that Marie would play from her computer, which includes the intro and all the...
The breaks.
Right.
Royce had
to kind of guess on how long things were.
Royce had to play all the sounds.
Yeah, basically.
And I was relieved of responsibilities.
Well,
no, I wasn't. You, the listener, did not know the difference.
By the way, the intro reminded...
Did not know.
Richard
did
reminded me, know. Yesterday is the anniversary of Patrice's death.
Rest in peace.
By the way, yeah, one of the best comics of all time.
R.I.P.
So I wanted to say R.I.P. Yesterday, I forgot about Patrice. I was mourning my own personal death, which was my Facebook account, for 24 hours.
Was it hard?
I was banned. See, much like Al Capone, they couldn't nail him for being a mafia boss. So they had to get him for tax evasion. They couldn't nail me for all my posts that are. By the way, the things that I type are way worse than the stupid picture. And here's what I learned on Facebook, guys. I learned this today. Showing pimple popping videos and cyst popping videos, fine. Showing beheadings, you got it. Showing dogs getting murdered, no problem. Show a Photoshop penis, you're banned for 24 hours, pal.
The shadow of...
Not even
of
a penis, a shadow of a penis.
A shadow, a Photoshop shadow of a penis.
From
That's
behind.
Some serious shade.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, depending on which ticket it's... So.
It was a big one. So, yeah, it was some serious shade.
Well, you learned a valuable lesson not to post quasi-nude things 3 years ago. That's on you. You should know better, Royce. I hope that you went back in time.
I did.
And erased
and
all
I was
those
listening
photos.
To Huey Lewis's song Back in Time while I was doing it. That's why you
well,
heard
wait
me.
Wait a minute.
Episode. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So you got banned because of a Photoshop dick. I would totally listen, and I'm a straight guy, but I would rather see a dick than somebody's pimple getting lanced
exactly.
by a doctor
yes.
with like pus and shit coming out 100%, of it.
100%, dude.
I would like to see both.
Dr. Pimple Popper, and I sat there and watched Marie. If you don't know what that is, watch Marie watch a video. If you don't
know
who that is.
I know what that is, and I can't. I can't even, as the kids would say.
Dr. Pimple Popper basically goes anywhere from taking blackheads out to removing benign cysts and stuff like that. And Marie is watching a video of her removing this fatty corpuscle from someone's arm, like a big lump.
Oh, I can handle it. I can handle all the cyst removal.
Say what you want,
man.
Millions of followers on YouTube. It's crazy.
Dude.
I know. That's a weird sickness that people have that
so
I can't
weird.
Get.
However, what's been circulating the past couple of days is how to do a crown where they drill into teeth and peel away your gums.
Too.
And that disturbs me. Even looking at a fake drill going through tooth bone, like, I get tinglies all over my body. I feel like the drill is drilling in my own tooth.
And going back to my banning, by the way, it was a picture that I posted 3 years ago. So somebody actually was going through my pictures and was looking for something to report. That's what happened. I don't know who and I don't know why.
You made some enemies over the years.
I have, but you know, what are you going to do, man? When you're the leader of a revolution.
Is this the first time you've ever been banned?
No, Mark, please. Homie,
I'm being sarcastic, obviously, but when was the last time before this recent time that you got banned?
A couple months ago, because I posted a flag, you know, everyone was being offended by all the flags, and I posted a flag that had the rainbow, and it also had a swastika in it. And apparently, posting the swastika on Facebook, even in jest form, they don't like that 24-hour ban.
Can't do it.
Yeah,
but
Roy
listen,
is saying that Facebook auto-detects now.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Auto-detects dicks?
I guess. Auto-detect
they have
dick.
Auto-detect dick technology at Facebook, and this is what they're using it for? To ban me?
Maybe they're using it for multiple things. You don't know. This is just one possible outcome of auto-dick technology.
I'm sick of Big Brother. I'm very sick of it, guys.
Mitch, by the way, says he's the one who reported you.
What is more offensive? Your fake penis or lancing a cyst on your brain or fake news that ultimately swayed the election?
Fake news.
There you go.
Well,
no, I would say the cyst. Definitely the cyst.
I do actually agree with you.
I hate that so much.
It's bad. It's bad.
Foul.
Like, they're scrolling by it and you're like, why am I watching this? And Marie sat there. She's sitting there like she's watching porn. Watching this thing. Dude, it was a fucking 20-minute video and she didn't fast forward once. It was
my girlfriend is the same way. She has no problem watching that nastiness and I'm like
I'm sitting there watching American Dad on TV and when I'm watching that, I'm just every time I look over, she's looking at her phone smiling from ear to ear watching this fucking cyst
I wasn't
get removed.
Smiling.
Smiling.
I had the wow look like, "Oh my god." That was my face.
Yeah, so
creeps me
that's
out.
That's what it But, of course, I'm the person that gets banned for my stupid picture. You know, whatever. I don't care. A lot of people had the fight, and I consider myself like Rosa Parks sitting in the back of the bus. I'm sitting in the back of a virtual Facebook
seat.
Right.
That is the exact same thing.
I am
because when I think of a defined old African-American woman struggling through life, I think of Royce.
Thank you.
Next.
By the way, Mark, I appreciate that because my autobiography, I am using that on the back of the book.
Put it on a shirt. You're welcome.
I think of Royce.
I say next time you're going to post a dick, go all the way and post full dick.
No!
If you're going to get blamed for it, do it upright.
Right.
Speaking of dicks, what you should have done, Royce, I'm very disappointed in you. So shame on you. Shame on you that you should have put the dick in a heel. Then it would have been okay.
Then it's classy. Then it's an art thing. Michael Hennessy said in the Facebook chat, the fake cysts won the election. No, I don't think the fake cysts is the reason the election.
No, those are very real cysts.
Yeah. Oh!
It's a very real
Trump
chin.
Trump is a cyst. There you go. That's what it is. So at least, you know, the upside is people have, even though we've been a divided country, we've all come together in mourning because the inventor of the Big Mac died today at the age of 98 years old.
Oh,
what?
No.
Yep.
Oh, no.
The gentleman, I don't know his name, Marie. Can you look it up? I think his name was Seymour Big Mac. And he, fortunate name.
Did he get murdered by the Hamburglar?
I don't know what he knew about Hillary Clinton. I don't know.
Michael Deligatti. Michael Deligatti, also known as Jim.
What?
I guess people called him Jim.
But even where did the Jim come from?
It says Big Mac Michael inventor, Michael, parentheses, Jim Deligatti.
Where does the Jim come from?
That's so weird. Like when people have certain nicknames, that have, especially if their nickname is another name.
Yeah.
His name is Jim as in Slim Jim, because that's what Big Macs are made of.
Perhaps, perhaps it was his middle name.
I heard McDonald's is experimenting using real meat on some of their new burgers.
I wouldn't even try that.
Yeah, no, for real. Like,
what if, guys?
Hypothetically.
Like, okay, I know we're all a big fan of the pink mush, but what if we actually put meat on the burgers this time? Hear me out.
Get out of town.
I know people love
the
pink mush.
Would you like to taste my smoked meat log?
Michael in Facebook says, so you can live to 98 and eating Big Macs. This is awesome news. That is really good. By the way, that is not bad news.
Well, we don't
know.
Who
says he ate any of it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the shocking part. He's a vegan.
You're right. You know what? I can't trust Jim.
If anyone knows the deal of a good drug dealer is you don't use your own product.
That's a good point.
Dip into your own product.
That is a good.
You don't do it.
Yeah.
You don't do it. You stay away. It's not safe.
I don't know. But yeah, you know, if I go to a fast food place, like I said, I tend to go to Wendy's. I just feel like their meat may not be 100% real, but it tastes more real than McDonald's.
You actually get the burgers from there?
Yeah, I get the burgers. They're fucking square because Dave Thomas didn't cut any corners.
Hey, I think we have a caller who wants to add.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
It's me.
Hey, what's up?
It's me.
Not much.
We have to say.
Who's me? Introduce yourself.
Jared.
Okay, oh, hi, Jared. Hi.
That's Jared.
You're on a different show right now. Like last night you were on Dutch and Royce. Now you're on Hippo Juice.
For those who don't
know, same characters.
For those who don't know, Jared called us yesterday. He is in goes to Webb Middle School, the school that I spoke to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he called in yesterday and talked to us. I am glad you were calling in again, buddy. Do you eat at McDonald's?
McDonald's, no.
Thank you. What's your fast food?
Preference of choice.
Fast food. Culver's.
What?
Aldi.
Oh, Culver's. Yeah, Culver's is pretty good.
Oh, Culver's. Yeah, okay, no, that's, I'm talking bigger than that. I'm not talking like newer place. I'm talking like, you know, the big
Wendy's,
ones.
Wendy's, Burger King,
Arby's,
Taco Bell.
Yeah, don't even throw it. Arby's is a joke answer. You know, like when you want to be a millionaire where they have the joke answer as the fourth one? That's what Arby's is. You don't have to say Arby's.
No, I like Arby's. You
should. Oh, God.
I don't really like it as much as I did before because their burgers was a lot bigger than they are now. So
now I want to also for those of you listening to Dutch and Royce, Jared is very smart. He is into like coding and HTML and stuff like that, and he's going to rule the world. You know, we're all going to be
a
slaves.
He has a hot mom.
Yeah, we don't Dutch. What did I tell you?
You determined that last night. He's got a very attractive mother, correct?
Stop hitting on her.
I want to be invited back for a third year to speak in this school. I do not want to have to explain myself.
Well, you know, look, dude, I'm 3,000 miles away. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's fine. So you know how many times that has been a show's last words are, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, make him drink 3 gallons of water
in
5 minutes.
For a wee. It's fine.
So, Jared, you said you wanted to weigh in on the conversation. Did you want to weigh in on putting real meat in a hamburger or about Royce posting pictures of penises 3 years ago and getting banned on Facebook?
Yeah, please. I would love to know.
Just any topic, really.
All right. Well, then let's ask.
You want to be a fifth mic on the show? I don't know if we can do that.
Well, then we'll ask a question. Since you are of a younger generation, I'd like to know your opinions on Facebook because I'm assuming you kind of grew up with Facebook being around and being aware of it. So what is your stance on Photoshopped body parts? Are you offended by it on Facebook or do you think it's fine?
He's not on Facebook.
I mean, I'm not offended by it, nor am I.
Turned on?
Yeah. It's basically, okay, you posted this a long time ago, so what? It's now getting banned. Why is that? So if you have something that's posted 3 years ago, it shouldn't be banned now. It shouldn't be banned, nor should it be – Should it be taken offensively?
Dutch, I have a question for you, Dutch. Is any other podcast right now have a 13-year-old perspective? Are we breaking ground here? Are we like the first?
I think we are. I think it's like, you know, like radio morning shows used to do back in the day where they would have like a 5-year-old on. They would say something crazy and curse every once in a while. And that was like the – but we're stepping the game up at this point.
We're going up because
– someone who can actually speak intelligently.
Yeah. You know what?
Hey, Jared, since you're not offended by Cox on Facebook, what are you offended by?
Yeah, good question, Mark.
Yeah, what would you say, oh, take that off of Facebook if you scrolled by it?
I'm so sick and tired of blank.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really get offended by anything. I don't like saying some words, but, like, that's basically, I'm not really offended. I don't get offended. I make some stupid jokes, sometimes racist.
All right, let's play a game. Yes, like, real quick, yes or no. Would you block it if you saw a real-life murder on a video on Facebook? Yes or no?
Right.
What? I told you not to share my mixtape until I release it.
Not for entertainment. God damn it, Jamal. Like,
because I've been murdering fools!
Not for entertainment purposes. Like, the news reporting a video where a murder was caught and you saw someone die live. Would you block that?
No.
Okay, fine. Better question. Would you block people that think that the earth is flat? Have you heard of these flat earthers?
Oh,
yes.
God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Earthers?
Yeah, they're called flat earthers. And
would you block that?
No.
No. See? Opening.
Hold on. Better question.
They're people's own opinion. If they think it that way, it's okay. Or if they want to post something that way, or if it happens.
Now, here's where I stop you there, J-Rod. Not okay. Those kind of people should not be allowed to just post on. They shouldn't allow to be having social media sites. So your duty as an American should be not blocking them so much as just straight trolling them.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying, like, if I witness a murder and it's a news channel or
something. Oh, my God, you witnessed a murder?
I'm not messing with you, Jared.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, you've been around the block.
I get it. You know what? He's like Jenny. That's how much he's been around the block.
He's already a couple points down because he's already hitting on Jared's mom, and Roy Black on Crack actually mentioned that in the chat. Hitting on his mom is definitely the most offensive thing. So,
yeah. But go ahead. Oh, yes. If I were to find – here we go. If we're talking about blocking things, would you block me if I friend you on Facebook just so I could hit on your mom?
No.
Oh,
he'll allow it.
Because that's you.
That's
but
you,
is,
bro.
That's you being you.
But if I knew that, I would stop posting pictures.
Our buddy Dutch would make you change your own behavior because of something he's doing. That's messed up.
Not really behavior. I don't really like blocking people so much as...
karate fighting them to the death?
Yeah.
All right. Would you block a video of a giant cyst being removed from a woman's back?
Dutch loves those.
A gooey, squishy, squirty cyst being removed off of a woman's back. Would you block that as being too gross?
It's gross, but I wouldn't block it. Okay. I'd be like clicking off of it immediately. I'd be like, no.
Okay.
What was that? Hold on, Jared. Let me explain something to you. Don't do voices. John is our voice guy, and he's mildly autistic. He'll come after you.
Yeah.
I am not kidding here. If John gets wind that you're trying to be the voice guy, you're fucked. All right?
I don't try to. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just letting you know. Man. You know, you're new on the block.
I just get my humor from my dad.
You're new on the block.
Okay, I got one more. Would you block somebody posting a burning cross on Facebook in a positive manner, as in it's a good idea?
What?
A burning cross, like KKK, hate crime.
Burning a cross is not a hate crime, by the way.
I mean, I don't know, honestly. I really don't. If there's a burning cross, I don't really know what I would do. I mean, I'm a laid back person to where if something like that happens, like what when you did that one podcast where you're like everybody in that room was like whatever, that kind of thing. That's what I'm.
Oh, I know that podcast.
With this topic, I'm leaning on.
Hey,
right
Jared,
now.
I have a question. Are you cooking dinner while you call us? I'm just curious. I hear pots and
no,
pans.
My dad is.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
Well, okay. Jared, I appreciate you calling, bud, but we're going to move on.
Thanks for calling
thanks,
in, buddy.
Thanks, dude. Hey, listen. All right. And call, you know what? I want you to call in once a week. I want you to give me a perspective of what's going on in your world. I want to know what the kids are up to in a non-creepy way. I said
but
that
keep listening to the
way.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep listening,
right.
bud.
Thanks
and tell your calling. And tell your friends how fly and dope we are.
Right.
And Jared, warn your dad about Dutch. Warn him right now while he's making dinner for the love
tell
of
him.
God.
Tell him the phone call's coming from inside the house.
Make your mom right underneath your dad.
All right, bye, Jared. Bye, Jared. Bye. Dutch, what the fuck?
I don't look. It's a bit that started last night. I figured I'd just keep going.
He's going to believe it.
Jared's cool. His mom was cool, too. Mark, you would have loved him going through his mom's phone and the things he were saying. Oh, my mom listens to the oldies. You're like, that's not old. That's like Nirvana.
Dude, for the one thing that sticks out for me last night, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm a huge fan of like the older classic stuff, too. We're like, wait, what is that? And he's like, Cage the Elephant.
Cage the Elephant.
Oh,
and we all were like, oh,
no.
Oh, no. What is happening?
Cage the Elephant's old music.
I like the old Coldplay and the Killers. Son of a bitch.
But dude, no, he could if he would have said Coldplay or Killers, fine. He said Cage the Elephant as
so
his classic band.
So
I like the Floozies. They're good. They're good.
Oh old. Yeah, they were so yesterday's news.
He listens to EDM though, which is cool.
Is it?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, it's better than listening. There's a lot of crap out there now.
There is a lot of crap.
You want to hear Drake crying for fucking 3 hours?
He could be listening to country. You're right.
I don't want to hear Drake cry about things or...
No one does.
Or Taylor Swift. I'm just sick of them. You know?
You don't want to listen to Champagne Poppy?
No. The only rapper I want to hear is the insane ramblings of Kanye West. That I'll pay to listen to. Him going...
Well, he just got out of the hospital today, so...
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
How's he doing? Did you call him?
Yeah. Did you call Weezy?
I have no fucking clue. No, I don't care.
Did anybody say anything about what his problem was? Was it like a urinary tract infection? Like, what was it?
I told you what his problem was. He's in the fucking Kardashian family, which steals your soul. I'm telling you, that's the problem. They take everything.
Megalomania.
Good. Yeah. They do. Well, yeah, megalomania is a very, very good point. I would agree. I wonder if he's still running for president in 2020.
I wouldn't be shocked if he did.
It's hard to do when you're in an insane asylum. But then again, Trump won. You know, hey, man, every time I say it's not possible.
Anything's possible.
Anyone could become president unless you're a woman.
It's America. You can be whatever you want to be.
Unless you're a woman.
Oh.
What?
Well, yeah. Just, I mean.
We still have to work a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get there. We'll get there.
And Mole had a good point. Kanye was in the hospital because he had a Yeezy infection. Inside.
Oh, God. Those are the worst.
Good.
Those are the
worst.
Hey.
You gotta have
this one.
Gotta get some Claritin for that Yeezy.
thank you, Mom. That was very funny.
Good job.
I think you need you need some salve for that, or some topical cream.
All right. Well, did we? Are we? Why don't we move on to a story?
Well, I have a question for
is the
group.
Answer pizza.
I have a question for the group.
Okay.
So
I spoke too fast, Dutch.
I saw this billboard on the side of a U-Haul truck.
Fillboard.
Filibuster board.
A filibuster board.
And the sign said, "Did you know?" The endangered Venus flytrap and pitcher plant feed on small insects for survival.
Endangered.
How does this reversal in the food chain work? Question mark. Learn more about carnivores at uhaul.com.
Yes. We saw this on the side of a U-Haul truck. Read
That's
it again.
That's real.
This is on the side of a U-Haul truck. We were, and I took a picture because it was so preposterous. It said, did you know the endangered Venus flytrap and pitcher plant feed on small insects for survival? And then it says, learn more about carnivores at U-Haul.com. So, now, I went to U-Haul.com, Dutch.
I'm on it right now.
I went to U-Haul.com. There's nothing about carnivores.
I'm on it right now. Do I find out about carnivores under trucks, trailers, U-Box units, storage, boxes and packing supplies, or locations? Where do I go? Where do I go to find out about carnivores?
They're doing a bit. They're doing like a reversal type bit.
I don't understand why I'm on U-Haul.com. And I see about propane refuel and moving lumber, but where do I find more about carnivores?
All right, I'm going to search up here. I'm going to type carnivores in the carnivores. carnivores.
I would like to add a carnivore to my shopping cart. How do I do that?
Can you learn about Truckosaurus Rex at U-Haul.com since that was a carnivore too?
Oh, I'll look that up.
Okay. Maybe it's the same thing like Krusty Burger had Bovine University, and so, you know, you learn your stuff there.
Okay.
Either they haven't updated their website yet or they're doing a bit. It has to be, right?
I search for carnivores at U-Haul.com and nothing comes up except for top summer grilling accessories. So, point is that truck is bullshit.
It's a liar.
That truck
it's a
is
liar.
Bullshit.
What was the plan? Like,
they get to the website, they're going to look for carnivores, and they're going to leave when they see how cheap it is to move their house with one of these trucks.
No, what we're going to do is...
Did you know they have lowest decks?
No, we're going to hire Steve. He's a writer, right? Dicks. Steve is going to write about carnivores as a blog post on U-Haul. We're going to suck them in with all of our amazing carnivore facts, right?
And then, U-Haul doesn't have one carnivore fact.
We're going to build up our readership based off of carnivore facts, and then they'll trust us for that. And then
I'm not playing this game with them. I'm not.
Eventually, they're going to want to move.
No, I'm clicking away. I'm closing
their
website.
Oh, I remember U-Haul also sells rental vans as well as distributing out carnivore fact information. I should go to U-Haul.
Well, Mark, that reminded me. Wow, Mr. McClure, I must have been a real grade A moron
to think eating meat was bad.
Yes, you were.
Yes, you were, Jimmy. By the way, I searched Truckosaurus, and I got nothing.
That is not true, because when you search for Truckosaurus, it gives erections to hillbillies. That is true. Yes. That is a fact. That, you know what? Put that on the side of a U-Haul and say, to find out more about erections, go to U-Haul.com.
All right.
Hey, I'm thinking they got a 25-year-old guy as the head of the marketing department. He's like, what if we just put ridiculous shit and then just had U-Haul underneath it?
First off, Dutch, it's 2016, so the term is redonkulous.
Well,
oh, sorry.
I don't like the fact that they gave a real fact and then lied.
Like, yeah, exactly.
First of all, they said endangered. Venus flytraps and pitcher plants are not endangered.
Well, they may have been at one point. Who knows? But the fact that they were like, okay, I'm going to give you information that plants can consume animals and they're carnivores. But then they say that you can find out more, but you don't find out more.
Yeah, no plant that they sell at flea markets is endangered. Like, I see those everywhere.
I don't know.
Hey, very quick side topic, but since we were talking about Bovine University and Simpsons, I think I may have found your Canadian best friend / counterpart when it comes to just like off-the-cuff instant Simpsons trivia, and that was one of the performers that we had over at our house. She left today. Her name is Rachel, but she goes by Sucre La Creme, and she knew everything about The Simpsons.
You know,
like everything.
That is correct. You know, that's how Marie and I actually met, was we on AIM.
I forget who made the first Simpsons reference, but then we kept going back and forth for 3 days straight. And I was like, aww. I like this guy. He knows what I'm talking about.
And she didn't know that I wanted that puss.
Oh, I knew.
See how I said puss? Puss.
No, I know.
In fact, that was the whole reason. Like, we were encouraging her. I was like, look, we're going to have Friendsgiving because, you know, Lisa Marie came over for Friendsgiving over this past weekend to feast on the bounty that we were serving. And we told her, listen, you're going to have good friends here that you're going to meet. Just say dental plan. And then
oh,
see what happens.
Okay. Yeah.
And Lisa needs braces.
And everyone said, Lisa needs braces.
Dental plan. The room.
Yes.
The room itself said it.
God.
Well,
the
in
the
other
Simpsons
news.
Sorry, real quick, Marie.
Go ahead.
I'm on the outside looking in with the whole Simpsons stuff because I've never been a fan of it because I wasn't allowed to watch it growing up. Because
neither
Bart
was I. That's why I watched it.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying they're not funny, but like it's the whole insider part of it. It's kind of like Seinfeld. Like, people who love it, and they get all the references. Same thing with Simpsons. I never got in on any of that stuff, but I wish I did.
I was never a big fan of. I was never been a big fan of Seinfeld, but I'm also not a New York Jew, so it's hard for me to get in that mind space.
You definitely miss the boat if you didn't watch The Simpsons as a kid, and you're trying to get into it now. It's like, I mean, it's still good to watch.
That's
now,
a good point. You know what?
But you
good topic.
You can't just dive into
I like this. Dive on in. I like this.
Even with the classic ones that we love.
What are some shows that are like that you see that they were
shows
good
or movies?
But if you showed them to somebody, let's say like Jared, who's 13, who right. never experienced that, what would he go, this sucks. What the fuck is this?
Cheers.
I have one.
Cheers is good. Okay, yeah, Dutch.
Princess Bride.
Oh, that's a good one too. Is that only good because we saw it as kids, or if we would have seen it as an adult, was it? I like it.
Well, of course, anybody in our age range loves it and can quote every part of that movie. But I remember one of my nephews, who's I think he's 16 or 17 now. Mm-hmm. He was like, "I don't get it. Like, I don't." He just missed the boat on the whole thing. Like that whole dry humor, the whole you know, like the whole marriage, like all the different things. It's just like, okay, the guy's got a speech impediment. Like, what is so funny about this,
Michael?
And you're like, and you can't really explain. You're sitting there going, like, no, this is great. Like, what?
Michael in the Facebook chat says, "What women want." That was a Mel Gibson movie where he could read
with Helen Hunt.
Yes, he could read women's minds.
That was one of those movies that you either got or you didn't.
I liked it. I thought it was funny, but
I've never seen it. I didn't know that was.
I liked it.
I remember that movie.
I didn't know it was like a quotable movie.
I saw it a few times. I thought it was pretty funny. Did you like it, Mark?
We're talking about quotable shows and movies where like somebody says one thing and other people who get it immediately know.
Okay, Monty Python.
Yeah, Monty Python. Exactly.
I was thinking people always quote that, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And honestly, in this category, if you watch it today, you feel like it still holds up, but
here's another one.
Good for the time.
Rocky Horror. Rocky
Never
Horror.
Seen it,
people that love it, love it. Like, I would say even higher level than The Simpsons love, you know? But if
you want to know why I love it,
why is that?
Buddy.
Two reasons, because first of all, I performed in it for a couple years over at Polk Theater, which is, it's held every single Halloween. Second of all, everyone's naked. And I love naked people.
That's great.
And scantily clad people. And so it's kind of a thing for me, whatever. My offer would be Beavis and Butthead.
There we go. That's one I don't get.
So,
okay, that's a good one.
It's just the most puerile, just the dumbest humor, and I can't help it anytime I look at either them making fun of music videos or them with their just, you know, like 10-word vocabulary, I always crack up. So,
that was one of those things I didn't get, but I get why people like it, but I never found it fun or funny.
I have one.
I don't disparage people who do like it. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference there.
I have one. It's either you love it or you don't get it. Big Bang Theory.
Never seen it.
The people that love it.
They love it, quote it,
and it's huge. And you know, Friends. There's another one. Friends.
Friends is exactly what we were talking about originally, which is at the time it was good enough where no one was saying like, I don't know. But if today in 2016, if someone that missed it went back and watched it, you would think, oh, I don't really care.
Don't get it.
But I think it just happens to do with like, we've had so much variety. We've explored so many different ways of storytelling that now we get shows as good as Westworld and Game of Thrones because of the fact that we went through things like Seinfeld.
That's a very good point. Marie brought something up, is that I don't think there'll ever be a phenomenon like The Simpsons again, because when The Simpsons came out, there wasn't that many channels. HBO was a baby. Like, not everyone had that back then. Most people didn't
MTV
have cable.
MTV was considered new.
Right. So there wasn't that. So it had so many eyeballs, you know, watching it at the time that it became such a big thing. And I think now, not that I don't think that there's not shows that are still huge. Like, I think the only show that has a following like Simpsons did would be like Game of Thrones or something like that. But I can't think of a newer comedy that'll have the following or has the potential to have the following.
Oh, I can mention one.
Sure.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No, Curb Your Enthusiasm is huge.
I don't
get
that show, and people love it.
Well, that's because it's
and
the
it's
Seinfeld.
Coming back.
It's the Seinfeld people.
Yes. Okay, there you go.
The Seinfeld people transitioned.
Another one I don't get.
The Seinfeld people transitioned into Curb Your Enthusiasm people. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, Larry David and them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Larry. Okay, yeah, right.
But I get what Royce is trying to the point that he's trying to make is that, okay, you've got successful comedy series like Big Bang Theory or this thing or that thing, but nothing is going to last 30 years.
I have a speaking. I, there's speak, no way. Speaking
can I
of,
give you one more.
What is okay?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Love that.
That's one that either people love or hate.
I love
like these guys are retarded. Like what is happening here?
That sounds
and
like
I
Charlie Work.
Love that show.
I love that show, and that show's going on what season 10?
Yeah,
it has potential.
Say.
No, like 11 or 12 now.
Yeah, 11 or 12.
The creators of that show said, we're trying to get kicked off the air, but for some reason, the crazy shit we throw at them, they don't say no to. like they're trying to get fired.
Here's
it
another
doesn't happen.
Here's another one here. Another show that's been on for even longer than that. Mall brought another one. Either people love it or hate it. Doctor Who. People either love it or hate it.
I disagree with that.
I disagree with Maul.
I don't think that this fits into our category whatsoever because Doctor Who has been going on since the '60s, and us, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, we were told jump in at season 8 or the 8th Doctor,
right,
and just start. And we were able to jump in, and despite it being gritty and a terrible filmed. Production wise, we got into it and we followed along just like a lot of people our age are doing that. So
we, as if everybody's on board with your viewing habits.
No, we as in Royce and me.
Dutch is not on board.
Dutch is not on board. So that, actually, Doctor Who is the antithesis of what I'm saying about The Simpsons.
Doctor Whom. Brendan also says Mystery Science Theater 3000. Either people love it or hate it. I love it. I don't know anyone that doesn't love riff tracks
like that, because you wouldn't be searching that type of medium out if you didn't like it.
Also disagree.
People talking over movies.
Also disagree. Here's why. Mystery Science Theater transformed itself into riff tracks, and they're still producing things today, and they're in theaters, and they're going on tour. It's the same guys. It's just a different
brand. And Mystery
branding.
Science Theater is coming back.
So also disagree.
Maul also said Star Trek. Either you love Star Trek or you hate it. That's another one.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a... I don't see people jumping into old Star Trek, but we do have
new movies. Yes,
we do have new movies. But, so again, I don't know if it counts.
But I think it counts
because
well,
so
TV
it does
shows,
count because.
Shows.
Hold on, pause. Because you're Marie, paused. You can't sit there and just write Star Trek off because people either love it or hate it. And the fact that J.J. Abrams came out with the new ones, which were awesome, and you couldn't – if you weren't a fan of the old ones, you could still watch the movie. And it could get people into the older shows because they love
you
the movie that
much. You just made my argument. You just made my argument. You just agreed with me. You literally said what I would have said, except I was saying that Star Trek doesn't count because of what you said. I'm talking about you can't get into something today that was from 20, 30 years ago, but you just said you could because J.J. Abrams reintroduced Star Trek, so now people love the characters and go back and enjoy the old ones. I'm saying you today with Simpsons cannot, even though Simpsons are still going on today, you can't go back to the old ones and start giving a shit about it.
Oh, okay.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
You could. I mean, hold on. It's like the laziness of finding out about things that you like and what those things that you currently like right now, how they were influenced, you know, in their creation. I don't think that even exists anymore. Like if I listen to something now, I want to kind of hear, hey, they were influenced by this band or by this show or by this movie. And then I go and watch those things. But now it's just so there's if you stop now, you will never, ever get through all of the entertainment that's at your disposal.
That I agree with. And by the way, Mark does have a pedigree. He is on the real thing, the REEL, or the real thing, which is on right before Hippo Juice. And you can download it at morelikeradio.com on iTunes, too, and Google Play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but
Roy says I dislike riff tracks because it's beating a dead horse. Yeah, the movie is bad.
Yeah,
so.
But they do different movies. They don't do like.
That's just for an audience that likes to talk over shit. Just like there's an audience for people that just like to watch other people play video games.
And Maul has another one that either people love it or hate it or don't get it, and that would be Buffy.
I don't get it.
I don't know if it's not a don't get. Like you're either into it or you're not. I don't think there's anything to get.
I never saw Buffy, but I watched Angel with my ex-girlfriend.
No,
You watched six seasons of Angel without watching Buffy? You, my friend, are a hero.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, Buffy's got a massive following, dude.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's Joss Whedon's show. That's Mr. Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all him before he was...
the rock and roll is Joss Whedon.
Yep. And from what I see, I believe it.
I believe it.
Lost, Maul says.
Well, I think that's because...
Everybody was into that.
I think that's because the ending was ruined.
I don't think we'll ever have...
It was purgatory, and it was purgatory the whole time, but they wanted to keep people watching and say... They basically, no, it's not that, even though it was that.
Well, I don't think we'll ever have another Lost, either.
Well, what I mean about, like, you can't enjoy it now is because now... Now the ending has been spoiled and you know it's shit, so why would you go back to the beginning and then watch something that you know you're going to be massively disappointed with?
Right, the PC,
so it doesn't even fit, yeah.
I believe the PC term is poo-poo caca.
Oh, okay.
Just make sure. I'm trying to be PC here. But, yeah, I mean, you know, one that I went back and watched some clips of, and I forgot how funny it was Married with Children. And that's really funny.
That's a good one.
That's one
I would put that one. That's a good example.
I think it would still be, I would argue that Married with Children would still be funny to somebody like Jacob. I think it would still be funny because that was the age when I saw it, and I think it holds up.
Yeah,
I would assume so. That, I mean, there's a laugh track, but besides that,
I would still think that The Simpsons would hold up, but that's because we grew up on it. But if you introduce someone new, I don't know if it would hold up.
No, but Ed O'Neill is on Modern
what about
Family.
Living Color.
No, it does not hold up. You know, even for me, and I used to love it. I tried to rewatch some episodes of In Living Color, and I was like, "This is terrible. What am I watching?"
It's not good. Yeah. I didn't like it either.
Not good at all.
With the notable exception of the film critics, I thought that was funny, the gay film critics, which they could not do today. And I thought Fire Marshal Bill was funny. What were you going to say, Dutch?
South Park. I feel like
love it.
Because it was on – hold on, hear me out. Because it was on Fox the first 3 years.
No,
that
it wasn't.
Was
South Park was always on Comedy Central.
I thought it was on Fox. No. I thought it was like a network show, no?
No, South Park, no. They showed the reruns of South Park on UPN, maybe you're thinking, but no, it was never on Fox.
Thought it was on a network to start with, and it was got too edgy, and then Comedy Central said, fuck it, bring it on.
No, Matt and Trey made the Jesus versus Santa video. Comedy Central saw it, and they did the pilot of the show. The first three episodes were made where they hand-moved the
Been Comedy Central? For some reason, I feel like
they
it was...
You know, they single-handedly, that show saved the network. That's why they get carte blanche, is because at the time, Comedy Central was just showing reruns of old shows and like maybe a couple premium blends. And South Park is the one that got all the ratings, and that's why the network is as big as it is today. So Matt and Trey have an open invite to always make the show there because of that.
And Dutch, too.
And they never edit
It's them. Interesting that you give South Park as an example, because I would actually say South Park is the inverse of The Simpsons in that South Park gets better over time.
I agree.
Yes, yes. The people who are fans from the beginning. You get someone like Jared, they probably aren't fans of South Park, but the people who are fans of South Park are always going to be fans of South Park.
Actually,
I dropped off years ago, and you guys know that.
I disagree. I have a lot of people I know that I talk to that stopped watching South Park a long time ago because they were like, I don't care, and then picked it up within the last two or three seasons and have said, oh my God, I can't believe I've been ignoring South Park. It got so much better.
I feel like you're just trying to get me to watch it again.
Oh, no, you don't have
to
watch it.
We've been trying to get you to watch it for years. But no,
like for a couple of years now.
I mean, if you want to be a square, that's fine. That's on you.
Hey.
On L7
if you
weenie.
If you want an accurate barometer as far as what stupid and relevant crap is going on in the world, in culture, in the country, and for right now, then South Park would be it.
They've always been relevant, and I'm not saying they're not. They've always been that way. But I'm just – the whole conversation is people who – saw something earlier on and you continue to watch it, you know, later in life. I'm talking about the younger generation. Do you think they watch South Park the same the way you guys watch it or no?
I would say that I don't know. That's a good question. But I would say that South Park, the reason I think it's held up so long and people like it is because it's probably one of the most unbiased shows that has viscerally attacked the left and the right. They brutalize them. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they're
pretty fair in terms of, like, if it's funny, it's funny. They're kind of like that. And they're self-aware. You know, they sometimes talk about themselves. Like, when people were complaining that the show had a lull, they had that season where Stan broke up. And they said, it's going to be, you know, Randy divorced his wife. And I would say that it's gotten smarter. And I think that Matt and Trey have grown with the show. Mm. You know? Like...
Well, Joel.
I mean, this season has been great.
When we started this discussion, we were saying that you couldn't get into Simpsons now. So actually, I was imagining we were talking about people in our demographic, and I have specifically two or three.
Whoa! Did you just assume my demographic?
I sure did.
Yeah.
I have specifically two or three people that I work with our age that I said, oh, you dropped off of watching South Park? Just start this season. And like, they come over to me a couple months later and go, oh, my God, how was I not watching this? And then,
okay.
So I know for a fact
I've been saying
that,
this, by the way, for the last year and a half. Okay, you guys are always keep championing to get me to watch it again. And I you know what? I'm going to do it. I promise you both, I'm going to do it.
this season has been very relevant. I mean, they've just been anything that happens in the news, they've been right on top of it and pretty funny about it.
I'd say the last
well, that's
3 years.
That's been their MO for years.
Yeah, they've been doing that pretty well. The last, what, 2 or 3 seasons, they actually had continuity.
One of the funniest things was when they, you know, we talked about it on the show when they had to change the episode because of the election, because they thought Hillary was going to win.
Right.
And when Trump won, Randy looks directly at the camera and goes, "What have you done?" And someone kills himself in the back. It's like, you know, he was basically speaking for like, what's going on, you know?
Yep.
And the member berries.
That
How
too.
Do you fuck this up?
Fucking member berries. Get out of your own way, lady.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, I have something really important that I really need to share with all of you guys, and I'm excited, and I want you to get excited with me. More Like Radio. Thank you.
No.
More Like Radio has
I'm
made.
I'm so scared. 25 year anniversary, by the way, of that scene happened 4 days ago. I just want to remind everybody.
Like, of course you would know that.
Yeah. Of course. I'm up to date on all the.
Please help me out here.
Thank you for wasting our time, Royce.
I'm up to date with all the Saved by the Bell news. And I like Mario Lopez because he's a Hispanic, but a soft
Marie,
Hispanic.
Please.
Why are you not more excited to talk about what happened? More Like Radio is now officially a writer in UrbanDictionary.com.
Yes, that's right. More Like Radio has been picked
up.
Whoa,
whoa, what?
More Like Radio, we were sitting around in July, and we were like, you know, they let you submit stuff. They let you submit stuff to Urban Dictionary, and we're like, well, we have to come up with a submission, but we have to make sure that it's really good because they really don't accept everything.
Serious?
I swear.
This is what we got submitted. That's awesome.
Did you post the link in the chat, Marie?
Of course I posted the link in the chat. What
well,
am I, stupid?
For those who don't know, for those that aren't seeing in the chat, we were sitting around with our pals in July. We were sitting around with our pals Joyce and Joe, and we were just talking. We're like, you know, we really should come up with something to add to Urban Dictionary. We're like, they're not going to add it. And by the way, I was checking for a couple months, and they hadn't added it because apparently they take, you know, they really only add stuff that's good.
We realized it over the holiday break.
So the definition that I added, and if you search for it on Google, it's the number one thing that comes up, is condom junkie. Marie, would you like to read the definition of condom junkie, please? And I'll use it in a sentence.
Absolutely. An individual that, void of the presence of a prophylactic, has an inability to reach sexual climax. However, when implementing a prophylactic, climax is reached quickly. The sensual pleasure of a protective barrier to one's genitals is so extreme that one would use a prophylactic during masturbation.
Used in a sentence, she may be a condom junkie, but that bitch definitely doesn't have the clap.
Wait, so...
What a horrible way to live, by the way.
You can only come if you have a condom.
Yes, and they're called condom junkies.
Well, not only do you come only if you have it, like you need to have a condom to come, and you come because you have a condom. Like you, it's like one and the same. Like I have
that is fucking funny.
Like I'm aroused by the idea of being sexually protected.
And for those listening, search condom junkie on Google. It'll come up and thumbs up it because when you thumbs up it, we start trending and more people see it. I want condom junkie to be something that is used in
That's
everyday vocabulary.
Funny.
Yeah.
Because like it's a complete opposite.
So here's
of
what
the
happened.
The majority of girls are.
We sent it in July 18th, like it says, and I searched for like a couple months, every couple weeks I would search and it wouldn't come up. And we were just sitting there and we were going, man, it's too bad they didn't accept condom junkie this weekend. And then, you know, I'm sitting there at the table and I Google it and I Google condom junkie and I see it comes up and I click and I see buy more like rate. I'm like, oh my God. And I go, guys, stop what you're doing. They accepted it. And we like jumped up like we won the Super
Bowl. We all clapped. We're like, yeah.
So
we did it.
Yes! Oh yes.
I like pulled down my imaginary congratulations banner from the back of the room and.
I thought you were going to say pants.
And I also pulled my pants down, put on a condom, went to town.
So for anybody, for all you kids out there, and Jared, you could help us. He's listening. And I said, everyone like condom junkie. He goes, I'm not going to like condom junkie, Jared said. But, you know, Jared, what you can do is use it in your everyday vernacular at school, and maybe that'll spread. You know what I mean? That people will start using it and the kids start using it. You know, be like, oh, Drake is such a condom junkie. Like something like that.
And also,
It'll
this
spread.
Is...
Not like the clap, though.
No, not if you're condom junkie. That's for dietature. Yes.
This is our way to combat abstinence, too. By making condom junkie something that the kids can talk about freely, then they will start using protection better and not
Correct.
And dispel underage pregnancy.
Just the idea of a person who gets turned on the fact that they're protected is hilarious.
It's the safe space. It's the new safe space.
I'm making good choices. Oh, God.
Oh. This is so wise. I'm never going to get AIDS. See?
And you know, it's now that we're published, authors.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
Yeah, no, we are.
We are where it starts.
With great power comes great responsibility, and now that we have gotten one approved submission into Urban Dictionary, we are more likely to get other things accepted into Urban
Dictionary. Yes, guys, I'll answer your questions. Yes, we are a modern day Hunter S. Thompsons. That's what's happening. I know. I know everyone's thinking it, and we are.
So does that get you in the fast track since you've been approved before? They're like, okay, this person's a credible, you know,
yeah, apparently
writer.
Yeah, apparently you will get approved easier. Yes, correct.
But that doesn't mean we're just going to submit words into Urban Dictionary all willy nilly.
No,
we're going to be selective.
Willie Nelson, you don't know him that well to call him Nilly.
It's true, I don't. I'm sorry.
So where can they submit that there, Marie? If they want to have a word submitted in, because obviously we're on the fast track now.
Well, if you want to use more like radio's a credibility to submit for you, because you're
or just credibility that works too.
No, I want a I want it to be accredited and ability and combine ability it wise. To a credibility. See, it's a combo word. You know,
I love combos
like ginormous.
I hate ginormous.
You like that?
No,
not big fan of ginormous.
Kids don't use that. They say it's lit.
I would just say, you know, send us a message on Facebook, post it on our, you know, on our page, or, you know, just message Royce, because I think everyone in the world is friends with Royce on Facebook at this point.
Don't.
They all hate me. They love him.
Yeah,
well, they're blocking him for cocks.
Yeah, fucking, come on, man. It's just a cock. Get over yourself. Who gets mad at a dick? Well, I mean, besides Caitlyn Jenner. So we should probably buckle up, buckaroo.
Pretty good.
What?
Right before we go to break, I want to quickly run through the last thing that happened over Thanksgiving that we forgot to talk about last night.
I had diarrhea. I had diarrhea, a lot of it, because of what I ate.
What?
That's not what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay.
That was just what's been hanging on your conscience.
Yeah, that's good.
Being a real condom junkie.
It was funny because Mark mentioned it earlier about what's most offensive, dicks, pimple popping or fake news. Another fake news thing was spreading over Thanksgiving, and I don't know if some of you guys saw it. So I'll post the fake article that they haven't even taken down, which I think is amazing. It's still live, and it has been unedited.
The article isn't fake. The New York Post picked it up, and a bunch of other news sites picked it up because somebody on Twitter said CNN accidentally aired transsexual porn during a no,
I heard about this. Yeah.
A parts unknown episode for 30 minutes.
Here, I'll read the explanation of the CNN porn scare and how fake news spreads from The Verge. Last night, well, it was over the weekend, a Twitter account by the name of @SoLikeARose, that's what it is, @SoLikeARose, tweeted out a surprising image of CNN broadcasting porn instead of Anthony Bourdain's scheduled show, Parts Unknown. Parts Unknown. I get it now. And then without really much questioning, a bunch of news sites ran with it, claiming that the network showed the footage for about 30 minutes.
Well, that's on the news sites.
Right. So
we're not doing the research.
So
exactly.
One Twitter account
was able to become viral over just lying.
Exactly. Ooh. It says it all started when The Independent, so they're the ones at fault, wrote up a story from this one person's tweets, which was then shared out by the Drudge Report. And then after that, it spread onto Mashable, the New York Post, the Daily Mail, Esquire, and Variety.
Now,
well, then they all should be stripped of their credibility.
Oh, buddy, the media hasn't had credibility in a long time. So you can't strip something they haven't had.
This is even more. I hope that this keeps happening. So you actually like see the ones like you said, the Post, the Drudge, like ones we know who just grab things and want to be the second one to report things.
Yep,
just lose all credibility, and then they just, you know. The actual news sites are the ones who actually get sorted out and the ones who get reported.
Well, the thing that blows my mind is it already came out that it was fake, but then the sites that picked up the fake article didn't take it down. It's still published.
A fake article. That's what a fake article is. It's a farticle. We just figured out the word. We've been using the word forever. Now, what we need to do is add farticle to Urban Dictionary. Oh. Farticle is a fake article.
Well,
that's not bad.
Yep.
Let's Google farticle because it might be already.
I don't think farticles on
Urban Dictionary farticles is already in there.
I don't like it.
The particles of air contaminated after someone or something lets gas out.
Oh, ours is different. They're talking about particles.
Okay, like, then we can't use ours anymore.
No. Damn it.
Because that's been published.
Well, no, wait. Can't you add a second dictionary?
I don't want to be second to farticle.
No. Can't you add another term?
I don't want to be the other term. If I'm not number one term.
Be the first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get out of here. We're fucking Americans. We want to be number one.
All right.
Get out of here. No one wants a silver medal.
But I'll take a bronze.
See what you did? You killed Castro again. Is that what you wanted to do?
Want to kill Castro like 20 years ago.
Ay, Dios mío. He's dead now.
Good.
Aberdeen didn't want to kill Castro.
Fuck everyone spreading lies.
But we talked about it last week, you know, how most
deaf?
Middle-aged kids don't middle school kids,
middle-aged kids, middle-aged you're right. Kids.
Okay.
Keep going.
To be fair, I was watching the movie Jack with Robin Williams where he was a middle-aged man but really a kid. And I got confused. Yeah,
I was watching Benjamin Button where middle-aged means he was still middle-aged.
I was watching the skit Middle Age Man by Mike Myers during early 90s Saturday Night Live episodes.
Okay, well, I'll one up you. I was watching Big with Tom Hanks where a child turned into a middle aged man and basically invented the iPad because remember we were seeing a comic book with a chip in it so it would change all the time?
Well,
Hanks invented the iPad in Big. Is there anything he can't do? He fake lands a plane in the water. He fake survives on an island. He's a fake retard. Is there anything Tom Hanks can't do?
Well, you got a
is
medal.
Is this a little weird, the fact that you remember all the plot lines of that movie? I saw that movie like, I don't know, 17 years ago, and you remember all that.
I saw that movie probably 17 years ago, too, but I saw it 100
times.
You
need therapy, my friend.
I remember the movie Big. It was a good movie. Mark, how many times
did
you...
It wasn't a good movie.
Shut up.
No, it wasn't.
Mark,
it was a terrible movie.
Mark, did you like Big?
I did. It was a very sweet film. It was a very sweet film. It was actually the breakout film for Tom Hanks after he had a couple of middling previous films like Joe vs. the Volcano, Volunteers, and all that shit. So
Odom Shank.
You're outnumbered, Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch. How dare you? Big was amazing.
Doesn't make my point any less strong, the fact that was a bad movie.
Yes, it does.
You know who's really going to hate you after this is Jared's mom. That's who's really going to hate you, and then you're going to completely lose it, and that's all there is to it.
You think Jared's mad that molester Jared is in jail, and now he has to have that name? That really sucks for him.
That does suck.
God, you don't want to be that guy.
Well, maybe he'll hope that the jewelry store Jared will, like, take off.
Jared,
imagine if you had the last name Sandusky.
Oh, my God. That's fucking... Gee, that's...
You had nothing... And that's a very common last name with anybody who's Polish. Yeah. Sandusky is a very common last name.
Yeah, I mean, that's
you're
a
right.
One.
Jared should have a different nickname. Yeah, you need Jared, to just separate yourself from that.
J-Dog?
J-Rod.
J-Rod, I like J-Rod.
J-Money.
Why should Jared have to change his name? Jared Fogle's the one who sucks. Come on.
You're right. You know what? We'll call Jared Fogle. We'll call him from now on Joel Van Wingerden. That'll be his name.
Man.
That would be his name.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sonny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Like Radio!
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Nixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, it's Saturday, it's noon o'clock, what you want to do? You want to go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing, and sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Duck. Rorschach and Duck, come on, MoreLikeRadio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Oh, I remember.
I loved Bionic Man.
Remember Chewbacca again?
Oh, I love to remember Chewbacca.
Hey, remember when there weren't so many Mexicans?
Oh, I remember.
Wait, what?
Yeah, remember when marriage was just between a man and a woman?
I remember.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that. Wait.
Remember feeling safe?
Remember, no, I say remember Reagan?
What the fuck's going on with these member berries?
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show, 954-573-2780 if you want to call in. Or just go to morelikeradio.com/live. This is Grizz, by the way. So good.
We're all about that Grizz. So good. About that Grizz.
Really good. Dutch isn't back yet, but he'll be with us shortly. Mark had to hop off, so...
You think he hopped or he just clicked?
I think Bright clicked off. I say hop because it sounds cooler.
I mean, I don't think he's really doing any kind of strenuous activity. He just kind of like, bloop, done.
I don't know if you know this about me, Marie, but I'm a poser.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I wouldn't have married a poser.
Well, I am a poser.
Oh, shit.
All the time. That's all I do is pose.
And now it's all for better or for worse and shit.
Too bad. Yeah. Sign that paper, bitch.
God damn it.
Yup. I'll take half your shit. That's how it works. Works both ways. Yeah. I guess do we want to read the first story or another story or a story?
First story or another story or just stories?
Just read a story.
Okay. How about woman opens emergency exit and jumps out of plane?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. This is good.
Okay. A woman opened the emergency exit door and jumped out of a plane as it was taxiing down a runway in Houston, startling passengers on board. The United Airlines flight had just landed in Houston from New Orleans, or Nolens, as some like to say, and was headed towards its gate at the George Bush Intercontinental Airport, which sounds way too fancy for George
Bush. Not my airport.
Not my problem. When the incident happened Monday afternoon, said airline spokeswoman Maddie King, I realized when the door popped open and a woman stepped out of it. Well, I guess that would be your first clue. Mm-hmm. Passenger Hampton Friedman told CNN he was sitting across the aisle and posted a short video of the open door. So I guess he didn't notice it popping open, but noticed the door was open. Well, I guess he did if he videoed the whole thing.
Yeah.
The woman, who was not identified, was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. She was not charged.
So she just jumped out of an airplane.
I don't like that the fact that this article didn't explain why she needed to jump out of the door.
I don't like that the article didn't explain that the airplane was on the ground. Because when I read the article title, I was like, oh, woman jumps out of airplane. I'm like, that sounds crazy. But if it was taxiing, that's not a big fucking deal.
That's called the clickbait article title.
God damn it.
They want you to be like, whoa?
Well, why did she?
And then you click, like you did, and then you see a whole bunch of pictures of an open door, and you're like, but what happened? And then you get to the end, and you're like, oh, it was fine.
So they didn't press charges.
And it was just a waste of my time.
So they didn't press charges. So how white was she? Because I can't imagine that they're not going
to. Well, I posted the link to the CNN article in the chat room if you want to play the video.
Yeah, I saw the video. It's after she jumps.
Oh, it's already?
Yeah.
Then this was a waste of everyone's time article.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Donnie O'Sullivan from CNN.
Oh, Donnie O'Sullivan. The O'Sullivan reporting clan.
Oh, you know of it?
Yes, of course. It's huge in Ireland.
Oh. Yeah. So they bring in Irish reporters
to talk
about?
Yeah, don't you remember the... See?
Hey, this is Donnie O'Sullivan reporting from CNN News. Such a waste of time. I've had it. With CNN and all these I've had it.
I've had it up to here, Marie.
Wasting my time.
And resources. Okay, next story then.
All right. This is from Bloomberg, and I know he means business.
Yep.
This guy.
Yep.
And it's from Bloomberg Technology on top of that. Uh-huh. So we're just going to get down to the nitty gritty.
Okay, so wait, technology?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Take a spin, now you're in with the
tech. Oh, God.
You're going surfing on the internet. Do.
I hate it so much.
Why don't you, Joel, why don't you do with me?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Because I don't like it.
Why not?
Because just as much as you hate some of the sound clips I do, that's the one that I hate.
Which sound clip do I hate?
A lot.
No, which one of yours do I hate?
Good comeback,
Dutch. There's one that I hate.
No, God!
No, I
enjoy this one.
No, I enjoy
that
one.
No, God,
because you never understand when you have to cut in.
No!
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pauses, but I don't hate it when you play. I laugh every time I get caught. I internally, I'm like, oh, that Joel, he got me again.
You've never talked that in your life.
No, it's always in my head.
That Joel.
That Mr.
What a little ragamuffin.
That Mr. Van Wingerden and his shenanigans always getting the best of me.
Yeah.
Classic.
Him and Huckleberry Finn are always running around and pranking you.
Asking me to paint fences and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving along.
I love that.
I love it. I love all your soundboard drops.
Help! There's a cliff. Ah!
So what were you?
A Bloomberg Technology getting down to business.
Okay.
The FBI and NSA.
Take a spin. Now you're in with.
Oh my God!
Wait, do it with me.
Okay, go ahead.
The FBI and
female body inspectors, they're at it again.
Yep. And the NSA.
Naughty Stewardess Association.
Yep, got it.
Okay.
Poised to gain new surveillance powers under Trump.
Okay.
This sounds promising.
I can't wait.
The FBI, National Security Agency, that's what NSA stands for, uh-huh. And the CIA are likely to gain expanded surveillance powers.
CIA, clearly in the anus.
Clearly.
Okay.
are likely to gain expanded surveillance powers under President-elect Donald Trump and a Republican-controlled Congress.
I believe it's pronounced Trumpe. Everyone's been saying it wrong.
Trumpe?
Yeah, it's a German
name.
Well,
why is there... There's no E at the end.
Yeah, because the Mexicans stole him. That's why he's so mad.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Go ahead.
A prospect that has privacy advocates and some lawmakers trying to
mobilize... I am really serious about privacy. I advocate for it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Trump is first two choices to head law enforcement and intelligence agencies, Republican Senator Jeff Sessions.
And the other one is Scruff McGruff, the crime dog.
I
believe he's
in
Chicago, Illinois. Trump said that he's going to take a bite out of crime.
This just in from Scruff McGuff.
Roof, 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 roof.
Trump, you've just been talking to a dog this whole time. It's not actually Scruff McGuffins. Republican Senator Jeff Sessions for Attorney General and Republican Representative Mike Pompeo. How do you say his name?
Pomegranate.
Pompeo. There you go. Quiet, Lisa.
Brought to you by.
Thank you, Simpson.
Sorry, go ahead, Marie.
For the director of Central Intelligence Agency are leading advocates for domestic government spying at levels not seen since the aftermath of 9/11, the terrorist attacks specifically.
Mm-hmm.
The fight's expected to. This is a really weird font. I'm noticing I can't tell the difference between an I and an L.
Are you okay with reading right now? Or
no, it's one of those. It's like the Georgia font instead of like Times New Roman or anything. And so it's curvy and the I in flight.
But it's elegant.
Merged with the F and it looked like an L. Is it the dyslexic
font or no?
No, it's not dyslexic. It's just like... The I didn't have a dot, and so at first it looked like an L, but then there would be no vowels in flights, so it's obviously flights.
Okay, just keep reading.
No, now the font is bothering me a lot. Like, why would there be no dot on the I? Like, where's the I's dot?
Would
that
you
doesn't make
get
any
over
sense.
The font. Would you come on?
Get over your font. The fight's expected to play out in the coming months in Senate confirmation hearings and through executive
action. By
the way,
under Trump, it's going to be one of those battles to the death like Game of Thrones where you choose a warrior to fight for you. That's
a champion.
That's the champion. Yeah,
you want to choose a champion?
That's correct. That's how it's going to be under Trump.
Okay.
Well known fact. Mm.
Well, I want the mountain to be my champion.
No, too late. Dick Cheney called him.
Damn it. Okay.
Sorry.
The Hound.
If the show got like, we had to be like in some sort of a, a hearing like that, and we had to pick one of the members of the Hippo Juice show to be our champion.
John?
John fights. He's at a fighting thing, and he has the rage of an autistic lion. So,
right.
I mean, I would... pick John because he's fucking crazy and he'll kill you.
Now, if it's long,
and he's in shape too.
If it's long distance, Sherry, because she fucking knows how to use a bow and
Sherry
arrow.
Sherry has
she
bow
knows
and
how
arrow.
To use a bow.
Sherry knows how to hide a cut a body and hide it. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Mitch.
I was
going to
say Mitch would be the first pick of mine.
Yeah,
he's actually kill people. So
that is true. Mitch does know combat
and wombats. Surprisingly, I don't know why.
He's a huge wombat fan.
I don't know.
They won't let him adopt any in this.
Oh my god! Now. When he gets drunk, that's all he talks about is wombats. I'm like, all right, we get it.
Right, buddy.
Actually, now that I think about it, Royce, you're a pretty scary hitter. You know, you're a heavy hitter.
I don't want to fight though. I'm gonna get tired.
I don't think he's as nimble as a John or a Mitch.
No, exactly.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, we could be a crime fighting team if we all like banded together.
I'm
okay.
I'm like, if I was
if you had to pick two people per show with all the shows on MLR, who would win in a fight? I'm saying we pick Mitch and John from the DNR show versus everybody else on MLR.
Yeah, but Mitch is lazy. He'll just fall asleep and watch Minecraft videos,
and then he'll just Photoshop that he won.
Right.
Anyways, what were we talking about? Bloomberg?
I think Punchy's a little, he might be able to fight now. He's lost all that weight. And Hammy, I wouldn't want to get up behind a punch from Hammy because he's got a lot of power there, I feel.
Yeah, and also he's under the crazy one. He has a thousand. Pammy has his 1,000-yard stare. Like I'm, you know, I feel he's ready to snap any moment. Well, here's okay. Why don't we move to our my favorite state, Florida?
Oh, okay. Well, hold on for a second.
No, I don't want to. Don't do it.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
What the fuck with this? No,
what'd you do?
Mom.
That's racism, mom. Man. I love to racism, bro.
Mama.
Dirt.
Mama. Mama.
Dirt.
Hi.
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
Yeah, can I get a fish sandwich?
I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
By the way, all of those are my favorite.
God, he was so frigging buff, I couldn't believe it.
You haven't played a bad drop yet. All amazing.
Oh, you are angry.
Open your mouth a little wider when you speak.
And then that would leave me like, well, what am I supposed to do now?
Oh, that reminds me. That reminds me. So...
Tommy want wingy.
One of our friends who's like the best hype man in the planet.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Precisely. Jesus. Well, we were at while we were at Thanksgiving dinner, someone started a story about like, oh, so I went to a liquor store and he's just kind of sitting back in his chair. He's like, standard. And I never heard standard being like a hype thing to say, but I love it. And I want it to be a thing now.
Wait, what?
It killed me. It was just like our hype buddy was just kind of chilling in a chair as he was listening to a story.
Right.
And that person's like going on like, oh, yeah, so I went down to the liquor store. And he was like, standard.
Yeah, it was a really cool way
just
to go.
Just saying the word standard.
Standard.
I kind of like that, too.
Yeah, it's like standard, bro.
Like, it stopped the conversation. We all kind of turned to him like, ooh, good one. Good one. Because, you know, like, everyone said, like, nice before, you know, like, nice. You know, we were familiar with that.
Hey, can I get to my Florida story?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
You played song.
Go ahead.
If we have to suffer through the song, I at least want to read the story.
Wait, which song?
Sausages. I want sausages.
Well, now that we're not playing drops.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Double time!
Everyone from Florida is stupid. I did this.
I
already played that.
I hate your voice.
All right, go ahead, Royce. With your story.
St. Augustine.
Punch you in the face!
St. Augustine woman stole Magic Mike DVD and dry salami from Walmart.
Wait, Magic Mike and dry salami?
Yes.
All right, I know what she was doing.
Making a delicious entree and then watching Magic Mike.
I know what she was doing.
I get that.
You think she was pickling some salami?
I know where she was going.
I get her. She's running the same.
Wait. Start over again. Say the title again.
St. Augustine woman stole Magic Mike DVD and dry salami from Walmart.
Standard.
There you go.
See what works.
She was a real condom junkie. A 25-year-old St. John's County woman was arrested after she...
I wouldn't call her saint.
After she tried to steal tools, DVDs, and food from the St. Augustine Walmart, a police report said. Carson Kidwell was charged
with... A child investigator.
That does sound like...
I'm Carson Kidwell.
Carson
Kid P.I.
Yes. Carson Kidwell.
I have to solve the case of the missing tooth. Was charged with the grand theft and the murder of my uncle. And was charged with grand theft after she stole $574 of items from Walmart by stuffing the items into a duffel bag. Mm. The St. John's County Sheriff's Office said a Walmart loss prevention manager reported the theft. Among the items recovered, DVDs are the movie...
Oh, she's so hot.
She's not. The movie's Magic Mike.
I love what she did with her hair.
The campaign. And
those two moles on her neck, she should get those looked at. Those look cancerous.
Those are moles. I thought those were her kids.
I thought those were bite marks from a vampire.
I just want to get bit so I can live forever and see future cars. The loss prevention manager noted that Kidwell took the items to the front of the store and attempted to walk the items out of the door, the report said. Carson told the arresting officer that she stole the items because it's hard times. She planned to give away some of the items as Christmas
gifts.
Something
was hard.
Yeah.
Are you saying that she put it
in her genitals to make herself come?
Yes, that is exactly what I said. And then she probably ate it afterwards.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
You see, because the salami is hard salami, so she could use it as a dildo for masturbation while watching Magic Mike. And then afterwards, she probably got hungry from all that vigorous activity, sliced the hard salami, and then ate it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Me again.
Okay.
Still wondering why you're not naked.
What, Dutch?
What's the weirdest thing you used to jerk off? Now, let's think about back in, like, your middle school days. Marie, you
a guy's
be
butthole.
Too. What?
A guy's butthole.
That's just being gay.
Are you sure? Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
I never had to use anything weird.
You never use anything weird?
I never had to, and I never felt like putting weird objects into me.
Hmm. Never once.
No, I didn't have to. I literally had a my first vibrator type vibrator. Like when I got into high school, one of my girlfriends was like, here's a vibrator for your birthday. And it was very discreet, bullet looking thing where it was like, it was very, it kind of looked like the shape of those travel cases for a toothbrush.
So if your parents even saw it, they wouldn't even think that's a vibrator.
Exactly.
Clearly.
They wouldn't have noticed it. So she got me that straight out the gate. And so like I always had one. And so I'm like, I'll just use the safety and comfort of a vibrator I'm familiar with so I don't have to put weird cucumbers and pistachios or whatever people do into their vaginas. And I don't need to do that.
And then she met me and I just bought her a bunch of sex toys.
That.
I filled a condom up with lotion one time.
Are you a condom junkie?
No.
Condom junkie. Dutch 14. Fucking jerked himself off with a condom. He is a condom junkie if I've ever seen one. Recovering, maybe. Maybe you're recovering
stop
condom
trying
junkie.
To push this word.
What do you mean?
Entered.
What
you
word?
Keep
the one in Urban Dictionary that all the kids are using at Webb Middle School?
Yeah. No.
Condom
I
junkie.
Hope they don't.
Oh, wait. We have another message. We have another message, Dutch. Sorry.
Brought to you by.
That's not applicable, I don't think.
You know, now that I think
back
about
to you,
it,
Dutch.
Now that I think about it, that was probably one of the best friends I ever had. More girlfriends should give other girlfriends their first vibrators.
At a young age? Hell yeah.
That's a really smart thing.
Dude, I got a jerk off, one of those like rubber things.
That was your cousin.
One of my friends in college got it for me. Because it was like an inside joke that I would never get laid, and I never did when I was in college. And he got me one of those kind of things. And then I got in trouble for smoking pot. And so I was at a Christian college, and they had to search my entire room. And I remember the RA pulling out my thing, you know, which was in like a little baggie. And he was just like, he looked over me. He was like, Jesus, Joel. I was like, what?
Producer Mitch in the chat room says a grenade launcher tube. Apparently, he tried to fuck a grenade launcher tube.
Jesus, how big is your dick? Oh, poor Cherry.
Mitch has a big penis.
Man, not just big as much as it is thick. He's like a hockey puck.
It is a big, thick penis. It is.
I'm really glad that you clarified that Mitch was saying a grenade launcher tube as in a penis being stuck inside of it. Because at first I thought the grenade launcher tube was going inside
was going
a vagina.
Inside of him.
I was,
you know, we don't really know.
Ugh. Now we'll never know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Indeed.
Mal said a video game controller, a pillow, my jeans, my panties, a makeup brush handle, a tampon, a kid's Crayola chalk easel. Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of things.
You need to get laid, babe.
That's a lot of things.
You deviant.
A lot of weird things.
Shoving all kinds of things. That's another thing. Too,
a Mickey Mantle card, a train set.
Is that I can't even understand like what it's like to get off with having things go inside of my body like a female does. Like that's just so foreign to me because I'm so used to, okay, my dick gets hard, have things feel good around it. And that's the reason why the majority of guys like just fuck random whatever. But like, coming from a girl's perspective, like that's just
get something put up your butthole.
No, I don't know. Never done.
That's how you figure it out. What it feels like, put it in your butt.
I guarantee a vagina is because that's meant for that. The butthole's not so much. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's a spot.
Like most things in your life, putting it in your butt usually solves the issue, Dutch.
Yeah, just put it in your butt.
Mm-hmm. Can't drink anymore because your liver's quitting? Pour the beer in your butt. Bypass the whole system. Think about it. You just fixed it. You bypassed the whole system. You go backwards. Okay. Open the. You know how you sneak into a theater from the back door?
Same right. Thing.
You put the beer up your old booty hole and let that absorb in you.
Oh, Lordy.
And guess what? Don't get pulled over. It doesn't matter because if they smell your breath, there's no beer in your breath. It's in your butt.
It's in your butt, boy. Mm-hmm. See? There you go. Problem solved.
I'm not going to say I haven't had a few things in my butt before, but like it doesn't. I don't know, maybe never hit my G spot.
That's the problem. You got to figure that out.
Yeah. What about you, Royce? In your butt? No?
No, I've had like fingers in my butt, but the weirdest thing was when I was young, I was 14, I had sex. I got Play-Doh and I shaped it into what I thought a vagina looked like and I fucked that.
Did your dick smell like Play-Doh?
Oh, I thought you were about to say you shaped your vagina and stuck it in your butt.
No. That'd be weird.
That's not how sex works.
Philip Morris CEO looks towards phasing out cigarettes. Philip Morris.
Philip Morris CEO? Philip Morris Company, yes.
Philip Morris CEO.
CEO looks towards phasing out cigarettes.
Yeah, they've been looking to phase out cigarettes since we realized cigarettes cause cancer.
Too much money coming in from them. There's no way they're going to phase that out.
Okay, I'm going to try to read this. Like
and also too much booty in the pants.
I'm going to try to read one story every week on NPR, guys, so it sounds like we're smart. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
London, November 30th. Philip Morris International, the world's largest international tobacco company, could eventually stop selling cigarettes. Its chief executive told the BBC on Wednesday as it launched its alternative product, IQOS, in the UK market.
What is that?
The company's IQOS smokeless cigarette, which is already on sale in over a dozen markets, including Japan, Switzerland, and Italy, heats tobacco enough to produce a vapor without burning it, unlike my wife.
They're just now getting into the vapor game?
Well,
I heard this vaping thing was really nice.
The company believes that makes it much less harmful than cigarettes.
And belief is all you need.
I believe there will come a moment in time when I would say we have sufficient adoption of these alternative products to start put together with governments and phase out period for cigarettes. Andrew Kaller.
Good luck with that name.
Andre.
Think of it like a Greek catalyzano.
I got it.
Opolis.
Okay. And it's the NPR guy. I have to try to pronounce it like a Greek guy. I got it. And phase out a period for cigarettes. Andre Kalatisalapalas said in an interview on BBC Radio 4.
I don't think that's how they say it.
You've never been to Greece. I hope this time will come soon, he added. Reporting, blah, 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 blah. So they're trying to phase out cigarettes.
So we're going to be able to vape our cigarettes now?
Yeah, that's what all the
isn't that what vaping's been about for like the last 10 years?
That's what all the millennials
better
are
part of like 7 years. Are we all still whispering?
Yeah, it's NPR.
So here's the thing. That vaping thing has been around for better part of a decade at this point, and they're just now jumping into the game.
Oh, I agree.
Like, what do they hope to accomplish?
Probably vape.
I think what they're trying to do is that, you know, they're finally admitting that cigarettes kill people, you know?
Oh.
And that they're deadly.
Well, that's like at least, I want to say close to 40% of their sales.
I don't know.
It's not even like American Marine. It's like internationally is where they make the most of their money.
Well, that makes sense. As you all know, the Chinese children are the number one purchasers of cigarettes.
Exactly.
And coming up next, 20 minutes of uninterrupted pan flute music.
Okay, we talk serious for a second.
Sure.
Like, what the fuck? Like, are they really just now getting in there and they're like, oh, we're going to try and phase it out because we're going to do vaping? Like, as if it's some new thing. Like, what are they doing?
I don't know. I mean, again, I really think that they're it's hard to justify to have having a company that kills that many people anymore. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, it's ridiculous, you know. And I know you smoke, Dutch, and good for you. I don't give a shit. Do whatever you want, but you do, you know, at this point you only smoke because
fully aware.
You're a rebel. Yeah. You're a rebel. You know it's not good for you, but fuck it.
But fuck
it. No, it's a routine thing at this point. So
maybe they're just trying to get on board with transitioning into marijuana cigarettes.
You know, that is, wow, Maria's a good point, because Philip Morris does already have all the land, and that's where it's already leading to. So they're thinking they could convert the same land for tobacco will be the same land for marijuana. It's the same environment, basically.
And that's not a bad
theory. That makes sense.
Theory.
They're hedging, yeah, it's a good theory. Hedging their bets on that way, because at this point, what, 27 states? I mean, you know, it looks like that's going away.
Yeah, like seven more legalized it in this last election, so...
Yeah, so I think that maybe that's where it's going to, since they are there. My point is, they already
sales will start going down as marijuana becomes legal in more areas.
They already have the infrastructure, is my point. You know what I mean?
Right. I have to imagine people would smoke less cigarettes if marijuana was an option recreationally.
No, that's not true, because I know a lot of people that smoke both, that do both.
I'm
because
sure
you can't
both,
just get but... high on your smoke break at work.
Well, I guess that's
yeah.
true.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Well, you can't perform correctly, especially if you're like a blue collar. That's the thing. It's the blue collar states. The guys who are like, you know, welders, you know, mill press, all these kind of guys who do stuff that like requires getting your finger chopped off.
Dutch, I would argue that those same people that do welders and those blue collar guys function on 17 beers while they're working a machine in a factory that could kill them. So I would argue that if they could get used to doing that, they get used to smoking weed. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like, you know. 30 years ago, but
now,
things have changed
now,
drastically.
Now
they're not drinking 17 beers at work.
Want to bet?
I'm working in that type.
What's
of
your record? 14.
Well, no, I did get my hand caught in a drill press. Yeah, remember when I showed you guys?
Oh, yeah.
That fucking injury that I suffered a year and a half ago.
Now it's your sprinkler company, right?
No.
Dutch owns a sprinkler company in the greater Colorado area.
Well, I don't actually.
How are your sprinklers doing?
Lawsuit and pending, but whatever.
Oh, okay. You probably can't talk about it then, huh?
Can't talk about it right now.
And he also can't talk about Fight Club. Not allowed.
That too.
He is not allowed.
I thought you were also weren't allowed to talk about Fight Club.
All right. Well, Marie,
I want to talk about whatever "foobs me" means.
Oh, okay.
Is that a thing, or is that just the title of this article?
I know what boobs are, no, but I don't know what foobs are.
She foobs me. Am I saying that right? P-H-U-B-B-S?
I don't know.
Is it foobs or fubs?
I'm not a millennial. I don't know all these cool terms.
All right. Well, smartphones could be ruining your love life.
Yes.
The majority of our relationships are in shambles, and I would agree. The U.S. divorce rate...
By the way, let me tell you what an addict I am. That reminded me to look at my phone real quick.
The U.S. divorce rate hovers at 40%, but that's not the whole story. Many intact relationships are on life support. According to a survey by the National Opinion Research Center...
Oh, my God. They sound so boring.
I know, right?
We're the National Opinion Research... Shut up. Nerds!
But it's opinion.
Nerds!
It's opinion.
My opinion is they're a bunch of nerds.
Exactly. Well, their opinion is 60% of people in a relationship say they're not very satisfied. Would you agree?
I don't know. I'm not
probably.
I'm not a number.
I guarantee my girl doesn't like me at all.
There are some familiar culprits: money problems, bad sex, and having kids. Oh, having kids is definitely a problem.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah.
But there's a new relationship buster in the mix: the smartphone. Guesses on why it's a problem?
Because people are inserting into their vaginas and calling themselves to make themselves come.
Okay. Yeah, that's the number one reason, right there.
Nailed it. Yes.
How?
First
that
guess.
Woo!
My colleague Meredith David and I recently conducted a study that explored just how detrimental smartphones can be to relationships. Do you have a dog named Meredith?
No, because you said colleague.
Oh.
But yes, that is her name. That is her name, is Meredith.
I thought Meredith. I was hitting the bell because I thought that was a great name for a dog.
It just so happens that my colleague's name is Meredith, so the joke worked on two levels.
I'm a huge fan of people naming their dogs after people names.
I know, it's great, especially old people names.
That's my dog, yeah. Gertrude.
My dog, George.
Phil.
We zeroed in on measuring something called fubbing or fubing, not sure. A fusion.
Now that's when you have sex on a gelatin, right?
No.
Oh, okay, it's a different thing.
You might be watching too many cake farts again.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
A fusion of phone and snubbing.
Is that like Floam that Nickelodeon used to make?
Nothing like that.
Remember Floam?
That stuff was awesome.
I remember Floam.
It's how often your romantic partner is distracted by his or her smartphone in your presence.
Okay.
Royce.
So what if, and shut up, what if...
Okay, I can speak to this, but go ahead.
What if my partner
uh-huh.
only goes out at nighttime, the sun seems to hurt them...
That's a vampire.
Let me finish.
Okay.
They're allergic to garlic.
Vampire.
Let me... Can I get through my sentence, please?
Sure.
They only eat their meat raw.
Vampire.
Fuck. Are you assuming my monster, bro? Because I don't think that's what's happening here.
It's a vampire.
All right, whatever. You says you.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying that you think that Marie's a vampire?
I'm not saying that I think Marie's a vampire. I'm saying I know Marie's a vampire.
It's that he keeps rubbing garlic on my skin.
I keep throwing it at her face, Dutch. I tell her to get away from me.
Honey, stop throwing cubes at me. Like, what is this?
Everyone keeps thinking I'm Italian. Anyways, what were you going to say, Dutch, about joining in on the phone snubbing?
At first, I thought she was.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
At first, I thought she was really into vampires because she kept watching the Blade movie, but then it turned out she's really into black guys.
So, Kelsey, like, when we watch, like, TV, if it's my show that we're watching, she's on her phone the entire time, and vice versa. Like, she's on her phone, or when we're watching any of her dumb shows, I'm on my phone the entire time.
I'm even worse. It doesn't matter if it's my show or his show. I'm on my phone at the same
time. Yeah, like a show that we both like. I'm like, do you not like the show? No, I love it. I'm like, you're looking at fucking Pinterest. What are you doing?
I'm multitasking. I listen to the show and I watch things on my phone.
And then I ask her what happened and she'd be like, I don't know. Whatever. Whatever happened. That's what happened.
I'm the worst.
And then, no, then the worst is the next episode should be like, wait, I don't get it. What happened?
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
Same thing. I'm like, well, then why didn't you watch the last one?
I don't do that. He's making that part up. I never ask questions because I know it would bother him.
Go ahead. The next.
Okay. With more and more people using the attention siphoning devices, the typical American checks his or her smartphone once every 6.5 minutes.
What about gender fluid people? Why did they just say his or her?
A good question, but for another article. Once every 6.5 minutes, or roughly 150 times each day.
I agree, yes.
Fubbing has emerged as a real source of conflict. For example, in one study, 70% of participants said that fubbing hurts their ability to interact with their romantic partners. Most know what it's like to be fubbed. You're in the middle of a passionate screed only to realize that your partner's attention is elsewhere, but you've probably also been a perpetrator, finding yourself drifting away from a conversation as look what's on Pinterest.
Yeah, that does happen. I do find that happening to me when I'm sometimes people are talking and I just start going through my phone.
Yep. In our study, we wanted to know the implications of this interference. We surveyed
it's the implications.
Right. 175 adults in romantic relationships from across
and
the United
25
States.
25 midgets.
Uh-huh. And had them fill out our questionnaire. They were bored after question one. We had them complete a 9-item partner fubbing scale that measured how often someone felt fubbed by his or her partner's smartphone use. Sample questions included, my partner places his or her smartphone where they can see it when we are together. Yes.
Yes.
My partner uses his or her smartphone when we are out together.
Yes.
Survey participants also completed a scale that measured how much smartphone use was a source of conflict in their relationships. Participants also completed a scale that measured how satisfied they were with their current relationship, how satisfied they were with their lives, and if they were depressed. We found that smartphones are relationship drowners, up there with money, sex, and kids. People who reported being at the receiving end of fubbing also reported higher levels of conflict over smartphone use than those who reported less. Not surprisingly, higher levels of smartphone-related conflict reduced levels of relationship satisfaction.
Mal says, when I find myself in times of trouble, multimedia comforts me, telling me words of wisdom, check your feed.
You didn't sing it.
I'm not going to sing it. But
can I sing it?
Remember, Mal's phone, we learned, is from the 90s, so she can't even check her Facebook on her phone if she wanted to. Yes.
When I find myself in times of trouble, multimedia comforts me, telling me words of wisdom. Check your feed.
Check your feed.
See, check I didn't even
check your feed. Check your feed. Check your feed. Multimedia comforts telling me words of wisdom. Check my feed.
The fuck? Oh, so stupid. I love it.
All right, next.
You know what?
I'm afraid to talk right now.
I don't get upset, and I don't think that we have relationship problems because of the fact that I know I'm a dick about it, and I know he's going to be a dick about it, and we've just accepted that we're just going to be dicks about it. And it doesn't bother you once you've just accepted
right.
The world is going to be a dick about it.
Sometimes the world's a dick.
I think it's easier for our generation than it is for the younger one. Because
like Limp Bizkit said, Generation X, bro.
But also, too, most of us are all cool about saying, like, dude, put your phone down. And we'll be like, oh, yeah, sorry. And
that's a good point. I will say when we're with our friends, for the most part, anyone can say, put your phone down and be like, yeah, you're right, I'm being an idiot. And we'll do it, you know. If you're not resistant to it, I think it's fine. As long as if someone goes, hey, dude, can you please, like, for a second? And then if they put it away, all
right,
cool.
Right, I'm trying to have a conversation with you about yada, yada.
But my point is that I think everyone deserves at least one, like, hey, dude, come on, put your phone down. Before you're like, I fucking hate you, you fucking asshole.
Oh, my God, he never puts his phone down.
All he does.
But here's the thing is that, like, you got to imagine, like, you know, the like, Jared's generation, because we keep referring back to him. Think about them. They've never known a world that didn't have a smartphone in it. You know
That's
what I mean?
True.
So there,
Jared had a smartphone. We found out yesterday when he was 8 years old, he had a flip phone, and he was crying about it because it was a flip.
Yeah. How dare my terrible parents. I'm going to disown them. How dare they give me a Nexus 2 or whatever.
Razor. A Motorola Razor.
Razor, right.
When I got my Razor, when I got my first flip phone, I was in my fucking 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. The story you were reading, I can see why that would be an issue with the younger generation, because that's the only thing you know. Like, we know a world where that doesn't exist, and we have no problem saying, dude, get the fuck out of your phone.
I would say on the flip side of that argument is that because they grew up in a world where everyone had a smartphone, they might be more used to the fact that everyone's always in it.
They wouldn't get offended?
Yeah, exactly, because they don't know any better. They don't know that you could have a full, undivided attention of another human being.
Right.
Where we do, and we now see people on their phones, and then we resent that we don't have what we remember used to having.
Yeah, but to be fair, I'm pretty good at looking at my phone and listening to every third word, and then I can repeat it back to go, yeah, you know, Phil? Yeah, I know. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it sounds like I'm listening.
And that's
might be a gauge of someone's interest level. In the fact that, okay, this person is interesting enough that I didn't look at my phone the entire time I talked to them. Like, that might be like a new gauge of attraction, you know?
That's bullshit, because I find Marie very, very interesting, and she's pretty funny and everything, and I still look at my phone.
I'm talking about the younger generation.
Oh, yeah, those fucking guys. I don't care about them.
Just like that might be like a new level of interest. You know, you always try to like gauge level of interest from somebody. If you find someone that interesting that you're either dating or you're friends with or whatever, like, that might be the new gauge of, I didn't look at my phone once.
Mal posted another picture of her phone in the chat, Dutch, and I guarantee you she has Edge services or, like, you know, data. She uses Edge technology. Jesus, Mal, where did you get that from? A Cracker Jack box?
Jesus.
Why not? God. What's wrong
Where
with
does
that?
She live again? Alaska?
West Virginia.
Alaska.
West Virginia.
We've told Dutch a million times, and he always gets it wrong.
Oh, I never remember. I'm not very good with our listeners, am I?
No, you're not.
No.
You're terrible.
I'm not a jeering.
No, you're kind of a jerk. You're kind of a jerk.
Kind of a dick. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We still love
I'm
you.
I'm wondering why I get so much hate mail.
We like the fact that you're a dick, though. I think, like, everyone kind of needs that friend, you know? Like, we know that you're going to say it like it is. We know you're going to be loud. We know that you're going to get in people's way when you don't agree with something.
Oh, that's always. Dutch never agrees with anything.
And that's good to have. You need those type of people. You need the people that are comfortable with conflict. Because otherwise, they'll just be like, I don't care. And then nothing ever gets done.
Well, this, I have another story I want to get through before
from
the show.
From Fox 59?
Yeah.
Because Fox 50, because suck it, Fox 60.
Zionsville, which is every white supremacist's worst nightmare, is now, has a school, approves random student drug testing at their schools.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Is it though?
Wait, did I just lose Joel?
Hey, where'd Joel go? Hey, Dutch.
No, Dutch, where'd you go, buddy? Hold on, I'm calling him back. Can't just hang up on me like that.
Oh, we'll get him. Let's play the video here.
I was going to say, it got a little quieter.
Yeah, I heard. I noticed that.
I was like, oh, no. Where's our buddy?
Kids who vote here tonight after nearly a four-hour meeting. Now any student who wishes to take part in sports, after school clubs, or park on school grounds will have to submit to this voluntary testing. Now, some say this will deter students from using...
It's not voluntary if you have to submit to it to do things. How is that voluntary?
Well, I guess you could say no.
I guess.
...using drugs. Others say it's an invasion of privacy. The Boone County Sheriff was here to shed some light on the drug problem here.
By the end of this year, will be over 20 overdose deaths of young kids, young children.
But you know what they don't tell you?
What?
Is that the overdoses are from prescription pills that they're getting from their parents' cabinets.
Oh, why wouldn't they tell me that?
Because no one's going to stand up and fight Big Pharma. No one's going to say that the real problem is that they're giving these things that are basically more, because they're cheaper than heroin. You know, I mean,
oh, really? I like that.
No, not
I like
cheaper,
things
sorry.
That are cheap.
They're more expensive than heroin.
Oh, I don't like that.
It gets people into heroin. And the kids don't have to go for it. It's not like these drugs are getting
it's convenient?
Yeah, they're getting it from their parents' cabinet. But no, let's randomly drug test kids. Why don't we fucking stop giving pills out for everything?
Well, then how are we going to make money? See, you sell the drugs, then you sell the products to test for the drugs, then you incarcerate people for using the things that you sold them.
Right.
And question mark profit more?
Yeah, let's see.
In this room agree something must be done to combat the drug problem among young people, but they differ on the approach. Around 30 parents going up to the podium about this hot button issue. The proposal was originally up for discussion back in 2014, but the matter was tabled by the school board. It came back up for discussion after issues with students showing up drunk to football games. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends...
Hold on.
That's just
awesome.
Hold
on. Kids showing up drunk to football games, as bad as it might be, sounds like the best football game to watch I've ever... I would watch that over Super Bowl. If someone came up to me and goes, hey, do you want to see some high school kids get really drunk and play football, or do you want to go to the Super Bowl? I'm choosing high school kids getting drunk and play football.
That sounds like a better time.
That sounds so much fun.
Yeah, I don't really care about the Super Bowl much.
Yeah.
Against the school-based drunk testing, because they say there's not enough data to prove its effectiveness. But several people here saying if this testing could help at least one student, it's well worth it.
No, that doesn't seem worth
intervene.
It. That
it
seems like you're inconveniencing a lot of students.
It would have let my family know something is going on.
This is...
I love that argument that they always use. It's always the same argument. Well, if it helps one person, then it's all worth it. No! That's not how you do things. You have to weigh out the potential harm you're causing to people versus the help.
When somebody says the end justifies the means, that's not a good thing.
If it helps
that's
one
a bad
person.
Thing.
If it helps one person is how the fucking Patriot Act got passed. Like, no, if it helps one person is not the reason to do something.
Well, how many people are we screwing over to help that one person out?
I would argue that the unpopular truth that people don't want to say, and maybe it's because they turn into parents, but if someone doesn't have kids, maybe I'm not it's not a popular opinion, but in high school and in school, that's when you do experiment with drugs. That's when you party. I know I did. I know a bunch of my friends that did. That is a drink. Of course people got drunk and played football. It happens all the time. That happens all the time. People drink in high school.
You know what
And anybody
is?
Who fucking looks at them, all these people sitting on that board right there, every one of those motherfuckers smoked weed or did drugs or drank when they were in high school. And that hypocrisy is what fucking bothers
me more than
anything else.
You know what bothers me? That board of stupid people sitting there behind their microphones and their papers and their paper clips are basically saying, we have to take control over parents because parents can't parent anymore.
No, but my point is that these same fucking schmucks that are sitting in that same school board are the ones that when they were that age, everybody of that age drank. Everybody has a story. I know I have stories when I was underage, I was drinking and I was doing drugs. So fucking what? That's what you do. And to have feigned this outrage, that's what pisses me off because it's fucking hypocrisy. Look, I am not in any way saying kids should be doing heroin overdosing or anything. But what I am saying is the truth is, as unpopular it is, if you drink a little bit with your friends when you're in high school, you're going to turn out to be fine. Everybody did it. If you smoke some weed when you're in high school, it's not a big fucking deal. You're going to be fine. You're not going to die. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're going to be fine. You're going to turn out to be a normal, productive citizen. They're not going to tell you that, but that's the fucking truth. That is exactly the truth of the world. And these people that are randomly, all they're doing is that they're setting them up and they're setting them up. And I think we were listening and I was listening today on, I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast and he had this, professor of Montreal who refuses.
Oh yeah, he was awesome.
If you look up the name, I forget, who refuses to use all of the gender pronouns because he says it's stupid. He's fighting back and he had him on and he brought something up that I didn't know. And I thought it was very, very interesting is that, and Marie, you said we've heard of that before because we saw it in this video, is that the reason schools were set up was to make factory workers. And so parents could leave their kids somewhere while they were working at the factory. That's why they have the bells in between periods, is because it's supposed to resemble a factory to get kids used to working that way. Say factory more, Royce.
Yeah, exactly. They were saying the rows in the classrooms, the bells, the order, the formulaic approach of moving kids down the line of first grade to second grade to third grade. Okay, this is a schedule that you do this, this, and that. That was all built on the idea that there will be industrial jobs in a factory and you will be able to complete this educational course and get one of those factory jobs.
Right.
And he was saying that that's not a good approach to the educational system anymore, that we need to learn how to manage our own lives. We need to be able to think and form our own goals.
And I love the double speak that they use. It's voluntary. It's only voluntary unless you want to play football, unless you want to park at school, unless you want to be, or after school program, unless you want to do anything normal. It's a privilege. No, bullshit. I don't like that because you're basically treating kids like they're fucking, like they're prisoners. Like, they already have fucking metal detectors. Do they also need to fucking drug test them? Come on,
man. That's what school is. It's prison, basically.
No, I get it, but my point is that I think it's dumb. Like, that's what I was saying before while your internet went down, was like everybody when they were in high school drank and did drugs. It's not, and these same schmucks on the board that are
nothing
yelling.
Nothing new.
That's my point. But at what point that when you, it hasn't happened to me yet, and maybe I'm waiting for it to happen to me and it's not going to, but at what point do you become an adult and become a hypocrite and go, even though I did that as a kid and I turned out okay, I am now going to rain it down on this generation and treat them like garbage. Instead of having, I'm not saying, I think kids would respond better to honest talks like, look, you're probably going to smoke weed. Don't do it during the week, man. You're going to do, if you do it at a party, that's fine.
Right.
You know?
It's more the honest. Here's the thing though, dude, is that, with majority of my friends, good chunk of them have kids who are, you know, around that age where you start talking to them about these kind of things. And that's what they say. A lot of them have that same mindset that you're saying, at least the ones that I know. I mean, I don't know what it is for the rest of the country, but just in my small, you know, chasm of my world, they all have those kind of conversations. Like, look, I used to smoke pot. I used to do drugs. I used to have a lot of sex. And here's where I went wrong. And I'm just telling you this so you don't make the same mistakes I did. I'm not telling you not to do stuff, but this is where I went wrong.
Yeah, and
I think I found the professor you were talking about, Royce. Professor Gad Saad?
No.
Gad Saad.
No, but I can pull it up here.
Montreal professor known as the Godfather argues against political correctness. The Concordia University marketing professor Gad Saad is fighting against.
He's not a marketing professor.
No.
And he's in Montreal?
Well, it said it was a Canadian guy, right?
University of Toronto.
Yeah. Better known as the Godfather to his fans, regularly appears on highly popular U.S. talk shows and his YouTube channel.
Jordan Peterson.
Oh.
Jordan Peterson.
Well, he's also in this article. When University of Toronto professor Jordan Peterson was vilified for using... refusing to use gender-neutral pronouns for transgender people, SAD invited him on his YouTube show, The SAD Truth, instead of joining the chorus of academics and others who denounced him.
Good for them.
The episode garnered more than 100,000 views. Okay, so the first guy I was talking about is a Lebanese guy, and then the other one is a...
So there is a pushback.
Oh, yeah, no, there
is. From all this political correctness. I love it.
I mean, he called out something that I thought was really interesting. He called out the absolute hypocrisy of the super liberal kids that are going to Yale calling other people privileged. And he was like, you're going to the 1%. of you're a 1%er. You're calling other people... That's the... Where it's just
it's ridiculous.
It becomes a joke where they become a joke, you know? Mm-hmm. But again, I said it last week and I'll say it again. That is why Trump got elected. It was a pushback.
Because of that stuff.
And you guys think it was a joke and you guys thought it was funny and that's what happened. And a lot of people that voted for Trump didn't even like him, I guarantee you.
Hated Hillary and the establishment
they
more.
They were sick of being told how to live their lives. People didn't want.
Oh,
people! I fixed it. Sorry.
Okay, so I found the Dr. Jordan B. Peterson's website. The other guy that we were talking about, that you were talking about from the Joe Rogan podcast. The thing that I thought was really interesting that he was talking about was he's like, I got more famous posting my lectures on YouTube.
Wait, what was his name again?
Jordan Peterson.
Doctor.
Okay, he basically like was posting his university lectures on YouTube, and then notice he has more YouTube followers now than there are university students where he teaches.
Yep.
And he's basically saying like, I'm circumventing the university system. The only thing that they need is accreditation, and you could just watch all my videos at home and get an education probably better than you would at a university.
That's a very good point too. Like if people put all their lectures up, what's the difference? You know what I mean? You're learning. All right, well, guys, thank you for listening. Cousin Joe's show tomorrow.
Mark die in the second
hour?
No,
he said he was only going to do the first hour. He let us know beforehand.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah. Your internet did die, though.
It did. It was bad.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. GoFundMe.com/jobber. Help Mersh out. We're working on the project, so it should be fun. Anything else we need to plug, guys? No?
No.
No? All right, we're out of here.
See you next week.
And doctor. Oh, you miss anyone?